when I was introduced, there was this element of rigidity that was presented about me, and it is absolutely true. I would like to start about where this rigidity comes from, really. The thing is, you know, I'm an immigrant, and this is my third country. I was born and raised in Mauritius for 18 years before going to France and then arriving in the UK. So you can figure out pretty much what my age is now. Growing up in Mauritius, a country which during the 80s and 90s was pretty much finding its way out of third world status to become a second world country. It's a wonderful country as it is now. The thing about these environments, it comes not with good and bad. It comes with very good and very bad. You see, one extreme canceling out the other. And I grew up in an environment where there was an absolute, total obsession with grades. And there was an intra-family competition that was incredibly toxic, to say the least. You know, there are the other toxic environments that were mentioned about corporate environment, politics. These things came later, but the first thing that I had to deal with was a background, a personal background, which was not, I would say, very proper on many aspects. Came with a lot of good things, mind you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in front of you today. But there is always an element of fate that plays within all of us. You know, we say we've got free, people say we've got free choice. Well, that free choice is actually free depending on your conditioning. You see, and we are always fighting our own conditioning. It's like my conditioning is on an unconscious level telling me, you can't do this, do this, or do that, or don't go there, etc., etc. Arriving in France at the age of 18, where literally starting from absolute scratch and finding my way, you know, through the various trials and tribulations, I'd say this was, I took my whole baggage with me, and some of it worked very well, others not so much. However, there is one thing which I always took to heart and which I try to live with on a day-to-day basis, is never be afraid to take risks. You see, it doesn't matter what kind of risk you're taking, provided that you have a good understanding of what you will lose if that risk doesn't play out as you wish. And this is one of the this is actually the primary reason why I have branched out on so many things, in so many different things. When people talk about careers, they always think about the title on their business cards. That's too limited. You know, your life is a career in itself. I always thought that the people who came to the office in the morning with only that in mind before going elsewhere to do whatever they wanted to do, to forget about their office life, they were not living life to their full potential. The thing which I always remember, if I have the courage to leave a country that is has only 1.2 million people living on it, no natural resources, okay, quite isolated when you think about it, travel to a country that's 12,000 kilometers away, do it again a second time, then there is no reason why I cannot take as many risks as I want. Provided, of course, that I'm not endangering myself or people that count on me. So I'd say when it comes to the rigidity itself, it's probably because I was having expectations that simply were not meant to be expected. That really is it. It's like I was trying to aim for things while thinking about previous situations where I was being judged very harshly. And I think this is something that stays with you throughout your life. It's like you're in a situation, you give your best, but that best of yours is not good for a lot of people around you. It scars you in ways that you do not understand until much later in life. So getting rid of that is an essential part of my journey as a martial artist. I didn't quite realize how incredibly rigid I was until I started to fight. The thing about martial art is, we all have our own understanding of martial arts. My understanding of martial art is you are put to the test in real time on the three strengths that you have: physical, mental, and emotional. And one of the biggest lessons I learned in martial art is that you can be physically strong, mentally very strong, emotionally weak. You can be emotionally strong, mentally weak, physically weak. That also is also true. But martial art has this unique quality of putting all three strengths at test all the time. The rigidity which I faced was really out of emotional weakness. You know, now what's emotional strength? You know, there's this whole definition, several definitions that we have in the dictionary, on the web, etc. Well, I have my own definition of emotional strength: is your ability to put order in your internal chaos. It's basically you're being attacked or you're facing difficult circumstances. You do not know how to deal with this or that situation. And, you know, there is a huge disorder that just wakes up in you and causes you to take usually bad decisions, okay? That, I had to work on that. I had to work on that on my own during my martial arts journey. Still doing it, by the way, because I didn't quite understand. I was using my strength and I was getting the results I wanted in this or that aspect of my life. Then, you know, started to fail the grades in martial arts, and that was three times, really. I had to come back, and I was like, look, I'm physically strong, I am mentally strong because I'm a focused individual. What is missing? What is missing, really? And then I had to look deep into myself, like, and I had this conversation. We all have conversations with ourselves, like, man, I am really an unbalanced person, okay? Martial arts is about balance. And I was not balanced, still not as much as I want to. But the progress I had to make on myself regarding these, balancing these three strengths, has been the most important thing that martial arts has brought me. It can be sometimes disheartening when you kind of realize that later in life, and you tell yourself, if I had done this earlier, the opportunities I would have had, the things I could have done, the relationships that could have been mended or created. Well, but it's never too late. It's never too late, provided that you accept that what is done is done. When it comes to the environments I had to face, that also came to the forefront, in the sense that I was always looking to be a pioneer as a Mauritian, not just be a wage guy. So I'm probably the first Mauritian who went into the commodities sector in the financial industry. That was never done before. You have to understand, I come from a background where it's doctors, lawyers, architects, okay? Finance? Really? Investment banking? What is that? Why are you doing this? Entrepreneurship? Seriously? No. That was not in the game plan of the family structure that I came from. But I still went for it, took a huge gamble on it, because I thought that, look, the results of previous endeavors are known. Okay, I know the results. If I want a different result, I need to go elsewhere. I need to do something different. So I did that. And surprise, surprise, a trading floor is probably the most toxic environment that you'll ever come across. Like, trading floors nowadays are mostly electronic, but trading floors, like, I'd say not back in the day, but from recent times, you get some pretty messed up people in there, okay? Because the emotions that run rife in these environments are the crudest ever. Greed, savagery, literally, lots of the disrespect, and all for one thing: making money. Actually, not making money, making more money than the guy sitting next to you. That's the game. That's the game of a trading floor. So I was not prepared for it. You see, you know, it's like nobody did it before in my family. I'm the first one to go in there. So I had to learn everything and kind of realize, look, if you have like scars within you, okay, and you go inside an environment where the scars are still open, okay, that's going to be real hard. It's going to cause a lot of trouble in your own personal life afterwards. So that was a massive lesson which I learned over my first 12 years as investment banker. I was made redundant, and I will never forget that the day I actually walked home. I mean, the way they make you redundant is actually, it's just like comedy. It's like you've got this manager telling you you're absolutely fantastic at your job. Okay, fine, we need to do a client review. Okay, good. Says we need to meet in that room over there. Yeah, good, I'll have all my files ready. And I walk in there, HR is waiting, give you a BlackBerry, give you a badge. Your job is in quote-unquote danger. And that, in 5 minutes, a 12-year career in a French investment bank was over. You have to realize this. It's like, okay, 12 years just gone like this. And afterwards, I went back home, lie down in my bed. I just felt like my chest opening up because the amount of tension that had been building. I found myself in A&E at one point. I went to see a doctor and said, like, I think I'm having a heart attack. He looked at me, he's like, you're fine, mate. You know, you go to the gym, you work, you eat right, work right, etc. It's just the stress and everything. But that kind of situation, it was a blessing in disguise. You don't realize that you're burning out until you're burnt out. Really, it just creeps up on you. So all of that also was impacting my martial arts journey. You know, that just that whole thing building up. So after that, I had the choice of leaving England because it was only like 4 or 5 years in Britain. But then I kind of realized something is, look, I've got other things outside of finance. I'm writing, I'm doing martial arts, I'm doing improv theater. There's a structure, okay? I'm not married, I don't have kids. But my understanding is that as a person, you're defined by three things: your career, your personal accomplishment, your personal accomplishments, and your family, okay? So I said, I've got two. I've been building these things for many years now. Can't just let that go, okay? So I decided to stay in London, which is probably one of the best decisions I made. I remember the first person who I phoned when I was made redundant was my martial arts instructor. Because if I had called my mum and dad in Mauritius about this, the whole island would have exploded. You know, it's like, I don't know what you think about, I don't know if you realize, but, you know, Asian families, especially the mums, they think their eldest son is indestructible. Okay? So my mum really thinks that, I'm not. But it's like, that was probably one of the things which I learned is like when you are in a good environment, there is a support that becomes absolutely necessary, especially when you're facing complicated situations. So I decided to stay here, stick to my martial arts journey, and as I kept working on myself, I kind of realized that you already know this. But you have to really live through it to understand it. No amount of money is worth the negative effects on your health. It's a very simple thing, but you don't understand it until you have the money, but your health is going to the shitters. And then you kind of realize, geez, all of this for that? Really? And the internal structure which I got by doing things outside these toxic environments actually kept me going big time. There was also this huge lesson of don't be a people pleaser just to get ahead, you know, be it in your career or in your personal life. The quote which strikes me the most from Bruce Lee is, I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations. You're not in this world to live up to my expectations. You see, when you are dealing with conflictual situations, this quote is as real as it gets. It's like, you're doing your thing, you're doing my thing. We're both going to die. And that's fine. Okay? When is that going to happen? I don't know. But, I mean, I really think that When it comes to leaving things behind for your better, for your own good, never hesitate. Even if you think you even if it's going to hurt in the short term. Now, politics is a different thing, really. I didn't get dragged into this. I got noticed. And I say this is an interesting challenge as well. And French politicians, by the way, not British ones. For me to be doing French politics in the UK, that is something I would never have thought of doing. Okay, so I'm not a high-level politician myself. I'm in a I would say a sphere where I can see a number of things happening, right? And this is an opportunity which I've had, which I took, where I applied an open-mindedness to the risk that was being taken that I didn't take, that I didn't apply previously. There is only so much that one can do in one's lifetime, but if you are moving ahead at a pace which you deem is not threatening your health, your relationships, your life, and your purpose, then you're good. I really think that. So, in a nutshell, I could be speaking for hours. This is what I wanted to tell you about my martial arts journey, which is ongoing, which I hope is never going to end, because the great thing about martial arts is that there's only so much you can do in one's lifetime. But martial arts, once you understand the value of martial arts, the benefits and the place it takes in your life are absolutely tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. And I chose Jeet Kune Do. It was a coincidence. It started in Paris, by the way. It's one of the best things that happened to me in Paris. You'll like this story, and I'll end on this note. I was in a student's lodge, and the cook didn't have any money. He came to me and said, "Can you give me 20 euros? I'll give it back to you." And like I saw that he was pretty much broke, and said, "No problem at all. I'll help you. Here you go." Comes to me and say, "I can't pay you back." Say, "You don't say." But I've got my brother, who's a JKD instructor, and who, you know, just go to him and takes a few lessons, and that would be my way to pay you back. I did 2 years with him. I couldn't be consistent because I really didn't have the motivation. But then came to London. Surprise, surprise, the JKD school that's 5 minutes away from where I was working. It's like, this is a sign of destiny. This is a sign of destiny. I need to take it. And yeah, when you see these things, just go for them. Thank you.